This is Mr. Whoopi coming to you from BelowTopSecret.com in a podcast reply to Benevolent Herrick's thread titled Help Me. Okay, so you're ready to go out and buy a new computer. There is one last thing I would try, if it is an option, before I took that step. If it's possible to get a second computer, bring it into your house, plug it in, install Audacity, make a recording, and see if the problem persists. If the problem is there on the second computer, then it's not the computer. It's you may live too close to a power plant or something that is sending interference in through the lines. But that would be, you know, one last thing to check before you actually go out and splurge on a new computer. However, that's really not what you want to hear. So I am going to say, BH, dear sister, you need a new computer. That's bottom line. You need a new computer. It's time to dig into the old deep pockets and go down and pick yourself out a really, really nice multimedia machine and turn over to Mr. Heretic and say, oh, honey, I really need it. Mr. Heretic, now, you have a wonderful wife, an angel. I mean, I envy you, sir. She deserves a new computer. Just look at her right now. Look at that smile upon her face, and I'm telling you, she deserves a new computer. Now, let's see. As to what kind of computer? Well, don't get a Dell. There is a reason they are cheap. I catch hell every time I say that from all the Dell fans. You know, the Dell fans, so they come back and say, hey, wait a minute, I got a Dell. It works perfect, blah, blah, blah. No, no, no. Dell, there's a reason why they're cheap. Avoid them. Even though people are going to be mad at me for saying that. Let's see. My computer is almost 3 years old. It's almost time for me to upgrade it, but actually it does everything I need it to do. And so I'm not that interested in buying a new one at the moment. Like I said, it's almost 3 years old. I picked it up. It's an e-machine. I got it at Walmart. Walked in and paid probably $500-something for it. You know, it wasn't terribly expensive for a computer, but it does what I needed to do. It's got a 2.4-gig authentic Pentium processor, 60-gig hard drive. When it came out of the store, it had 256 megabytes of RAM, and I immediately upgraded that to 1,024 megabytes of RAM. If I could make any other upgrade on it, it would be the video card. I do have an onboard video card, which is only, I think, 56 megabytes, 50-something megabytes of RAM. Maybe it's 64. I'm not sure. It's not a lot. And I could install another video card, which with about 512 megabytes of RAM, and I have seriously been considering that here lately just because I've been watching more videos online. Okay. Is there any problems with e-machines? All e-machines come underpowered. I mean, this has been a history with e-machines from the time they've come out. I had mine, my computer has a lot of stuff jacked into it. You know, I've got a DVD player, a CD burner. Let's see, I've got cameras hooked into it. I've got joysticks hooked into it. I have four fans, cooling fans running on it. I have card readers and scanners and printers, and all this stuff is jacked into the computer. And when they sold it, it had a 250-watt power supply. It lasted about 3 months before the power supply blew out. And even though it was under warranty, I could have, you know, had the power supply replaced. They probably would have sent me another 250-watt power supply. So I just said, to hell with that. I went down and bought a 430 watt. Or is it volt? I'm not sure. Anyway, I got a 430 watt power supply and put that in it, and I have not had a problem with it since. E-machines are pretty good machines. At least my experience with them is they've been pretty good. Mine will do virtually anything I ask it to do. Then again, I am not, you know, into heavy gaming. If I was into gaming, I wouldn't have near enough computer. But I'm not into gaming, no more than I do. I've actually got more computer than I need right now. I mean, I go online, I surf the net, I answer emails, I watch some videos. You can do that. You don't even need a computer to do that anymore. They got those little thick keyboards that you can just hook up to your TV. So, like I said, back to basics. Back to, let's see, what am I trying to say here? If it's possible, get a second computer, try that in your house, and that way you can eliminate that it's something in the background of the house. If it's not the background of the house, buy yourself a good computer. Mr. Heretic, if you're still there, she deserves it. She deserves it. We all enjoy her company here online, and we would love to hear more from her more often. So, that is the official verdict of Mr. Whoopi. Love and light, my friends.